Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake, my soul, and sing. With God's praise I will wake the dawn. Songs of thankfulness and praise, Jesus, now to you we raise. Manifested by the star to the sages from afar, branch of royal David's stem, in your birth at Bethlehem, praises be to you addressed, God in flesh made manifest. Manifest at Jordan stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme, and at Cana wedding guest, in your Godhead manifest. Manifest in power divine, changing water into wine. Praises be to you addressed, God in flesh made manifest. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn. Blessed be God who lives forever, whose great reign lasts for all ages. For Adonai scourges, and then has mercy, cast down to the depths of the netherworld, and brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape the hand of God. Praise Adonai, you Israelites, before the Gentiles, for though you are scattered among them, God has shown such greatness even there. Exalt our God before every living being, because Adonai is our God, our Father and God forever. We are scourged for our iniquities, but God will again have mercy on us all, will gather us from all the Gentiles, among whom we have been scattered. When you turn back with all your heart to do what is right according to the truth, then God will turn back to you and no longer hide the holy face from you. So now consider what God has done for you, and praise with full voice. Bless the God of righteousness, and exalt the sovereign ruler of the ages. In the land of my exile I praise, and show God's power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do what is right. Perhaps God may look with favor upon you and show you mercy. As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the ruler of heaven. Let all people speak of this majesty and sing our God's praises in Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn. A reading from the Rule for Monks by Saint Basil. First, let me say that we have already received from God the ability to fulfill all his commands. We have then no reason to resent them, as if something beyond our capacity were being asked of us. We have no reason either to be angry, as if we had to pay back more than we had received. When we use this ability in a right and fitting way, we lead a life of virtue and holiness. But if we misuse it, we fall into sin. This is the definition of sin: the misuse of powers given us by God for doing good, a use contrary to God's commandments. On the other hand, the virtue that God asks of us is the use of the same powers based on a good conscience in accordance with God's command. Since this is so, we can say the same about love. Since we received a command to love God, we possess from the first moment of our existence an innate power and ability to love. The proof of this is not to be sought outside ourselves, but each one can learn this from oneself and in oneself. It is natural for us to want things that are good and pleasing to the eye, even though at first different things seem beautiful and good to different people. In the same way, we love what is related to us or near to us, though we have not been taught to do so, and we spontaneously feel well disposed to our benefactors. What, I ask, is more wonderful than the beauty of God? What thought is more pleasing and satisfying than God's majesty? What desire is as urgent and overpowering as the desire implanted by God in a soul that is completely purified of sin and cries out in its love, "I am wounded by love"? The radiance of the divine beauty is altogether beyond the power of words to describe. Thanks be to God. The ways of Adonai are faithfulness and love for those who keep the covenant and do God's will. The ways of Adonai are faithfulness and love for those who keep the covenant and do God's will. God's friendship is for those who are reverent, who strive to love one another, for those who keep the covenant and do God's will. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The ways of Adonai are faithfulness and love for those who keep the covenant and do God's will. What is this? A new teaching with such authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. What is this? A new teaching with such authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
Manifest by the light of a star to seekers from foreign lands. Open our eyes to your presence among all who are neglected and poor. Manifest by the voice from above and the hovering of a dove. Open our ears to hear when you call us to follow you today. Manifest by an abundance of wine at a wedding feast of love. Open our lives to share the bounty your love provides today and every day. Manifest in the healing of hearts, minds, bodies, and souls. Heal us and make us instruments of your healing peace. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Accept our morning prayer, O Holy One, and let the radiance of your love scatter the gloom of our hearts. The light of heaven's love has restored us to life. Free us from the desires that belong to darkness. We ask this through Jesus the Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.